Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. A man's been arrested after hitting a parked car at Paralowie, sparking a fire. It happened on Burton Road around 10 last night when the 29-year-old refused to give his details and submit to an RBT. He'll face court at a separate date. Two more arrests have come from the ongoing investigations of Operation Ironside. A 43-year-old Banksy Park man and a 28-year-old man from Woodville Park were arrested and hauled into court yesterday to answer charges of trafficking methamphetamine. Detectives are continuing to comb through encrypted messages and images for evidence, and more arrests are expected. Fresh concerns about aged care workers, with a new report out today showing the sector is up to 35,000 staff short, as 65,000 leave each year. Baptist Care's Charles Moore has told the ABC it's exactly what he's seeing.
In our six residential homes, we have one in five of our carer and register nurse shifts currently vacant. So over a fortnight, that equates to over 500 unfilled shifts.
If you thought used cars were getting more expensive, of course you're spot on. In fact, new figures show they're up by close to 2/3 since the start of the pandemic and almost 20% since the beginning of the year. Port Adelaide's Riley Bonner will have surgery on a fractured cheekbone after a heavy collision against the Suns. Skipper Tom Jones is confident his sore knee will come good for the clash with Fremantle after copping a knock to it on the weekend. And Riley Phil Thorpe is the most likely replacement for the injured Shane McAdam when the Crows host the Demons on Saturday. England's beaten New Zealand by 7 wickets in the third test at Headingley to sweep the series 3-0. And tickets for October's Australian MotoGP at Phillip Island have gone on sale this morning. 21,000 fans had already pre-registered. That's 6 times as many as had done before the 2019 event.
Listener.